God for a miracle, and you know we can do the impossible. Shout it.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
I need to teach you the ways of God, all right? We can all agree that God's going to bring us out of every situation, right? Just raise your hand if you do. Now, here's the thing that most of us don't know. When you go back to Jeremiah chapter 29, God says, you're going through 70 years of bondage. You're just going through it. Sorry about that. But while you're in it, I want you to prosper. Buy property, build houses, get married, have children, get your children married off, and increase. Listen to the heart of God. Increase while you're in bondage. Why? Because you're coming back here. And I don't want you coming back here broke. I want you to come back here successful with the hope that you've learned how to trust me over there. I'm not bringing you out to obscurity. But in order to bring you out, I got to bring you in to teach you to be less self-reliant, to teach you to depend upon me, to teach you that if I can prosper you in bondage, then I can prosper you in freedom. That if I can heal, listen, the Bible says while the children of Israel walked through the wilderness for 40 years, it says that God caused their clothes to grow on them and their shoes to expand. When they came out of Egypt, they were in bondage for 400 years. Watch this. It says not one sick person came out. God healed everybody when he brought them out. Everybody. How would it look if he pronounces himself as Jehovah Rapha if he has a bunch of sick people? He healed everybody. Listen to this. When you were born again, you were thrust into heavenly places. But very few of us learned how to operate in them. Very few of us have learned how to have a four seasons mentality because we're so used to the red roof inn. We don't know how to act when you go into the room and see your name on the screen. Welcome, so-and-so. You wouldn't know how to act if a butler was assigned to your room. You'd be calling him up for dumb things. Just bring me a glass of water. I ain't never had a butler before. Because we're not accustomed to it. We're accustomed to going three floors down for ice that they have to give you out the refrigerator because the ice machine ain't working. We have grown to accept mediocrity in every area of our lives. And you cannot separate your spiritual reality from your natural mindset. If your mindset is defeat in the natural, it will be defeat in the spiritual. Numbers 14, 13, 14, and 15 teach you that principle. When they looked at the land, they saw the blessed land, but their minds immediately went to the ites. They just witnessed 11 miracles of God, 10 in Egypt and one with the opening of the Red Sea. Really 12 when he covered the Red Sea. Really 13 when they walked over on dry ground. One was opening, two was dry ground, three was when he killed them all at the end. Four, in the next one rather, he turned the bitter water sweet. Then he gave them manna. When they walked up to that land, by now their minds should say, our God can do anything. But no, here's what they said. We saw the Amalekites. What does that mean? It means that when they saw them, their unconscious mind said, those Amalekites will kill you. Those Hittites will kill you. Let me give you a quick test. When you go home during the course of this week, this month, or whenever, when your bills come, write down how you feel when your bills come. Because that's what you send God. Oh, Lord, it's an Amalekite. And God help you if you've ever had a utility disconnected. Because then you pay that bill out of fear. I better pay this now because I don't want to turn it off again. Why? It's in your mind that you failed once. So you're going to respond out of that fear, hating to pay your bill. God, I tell you, I can't believe this. Here it come again. Seemed like I just paid it last month. And here it is another month. Got to pay it again. I can't believe gas prices then went up to $2. get a hold of somebody who lived during the Depression. Tell you, bread was a nickel a loaf, and they didn't have the nickel for it. Your bread's $2.75 in some cases, but you got the $2.75 to pay it. See, you argue about your bills. You get upset when they come, but you can write the check and pay it. It's apparent that God has already met your need, but your faith is being hindered because you're looking at that challenge from a negative perspective. Every time you write a check that doesn't bounce, God is telling you, I'm with you. Every time you get a bill that doesn't have a past due amount, God is saying, I took care of the other one. What you need to do is hold it up to God like Hezekiah and say, Lord, here it is again. Show off again. Then you get one like I got one time, where it was completely canceled out. They said, Mr. Lambert, for some reason, you got a whole month of credit. I did not call them to make sure they didn't make a mistake. Because some of y'all are going, let me call. I'm like, no. They sent that to me, praise God. I put that thing in a file drawer. So if they ever argue, I got the paper. I got the word. I go to God. I got the word. You promised to be with me. You promised to stand by me. You said you would never leave me nor forsake me. You already told me that I'm more than a conqueror. Now teach me how to live that way. No parent, because they weren't taught, no parent of our culture, Japhethites do this, Shemites do this, but our culture, us Hamites, our parents did not sit us down and teach us how to think. The closest thing they did was try to keep us from certain people. Don't hang around them. They ain't no good. They come from a whole family of no good. And you were like, oh, nah, that's my friend. Dad, that's my buddy. And then your buddy's in jail and you right behind them. Why? Because like reproduces after its kind. So God tried to help us. Come on from among them and separate yourself. See, you're trying to start a business, but your whole environment is made up of people who don't want to do that. Where are you going to get ideas? If you're surrounded by failures, how do you win? The Yankees don't go out and get people that can't play. No team that wins. Study the teams that win perpetually. They go out and they get good players and they pay for them. The Lord gave Jesus, who gave you the key to the kingdom of heaven. The anointing destroys the yoke of bondage. And here is the key, your mouth. Your mouth. Stop confessing, I'm going to die. Doctor said I'm going to die. Keep that in your mind. The devil challenges me and brings things to me. I don't let it go any further than my thoughts. I can't stop him from bringing thoughts. And I will not accept that's my perception. I try intentionally to turn my perception into God's. I refuse to let my perception get in the way of the word of God. Look at those people over there. They don't like you. They talking about you. I don't listen to that. I don't have enough room in my mind to accept good and negative. I don't want to hear it. The downfall of my Christian walk has been letting too many people have access to my mind. I now have exclusivity. I will entertain thousands of people, but everybody ain't getting in my mind. I do not tell everybody that we're building our church without a mortgage. I'm not telling everybody. Because there are some people, well, how you going to do that? Well, I ain't never heard that. You, I can't talk to you. You're an Amorite. And then some will say, well, maybe you can just get, you know, loans as you go. God didn't say do that. Why? Because folks can't see it. And some of you in here can't see it. Not yet. Because you have not owned it. You hear it. You get happy about it, but you haven't owned it. It's not yours. Pastor Lambert's going to build the church instead of we. God told Pastor Lambert to build it without a mortgage instead of God told us. See, it's still my vision. And as long as it's my vision, it won't come to pass. I'm going to tell you, all of my visions come to pass because it doesn't need anybody else but me. But the visions that God gives me for Bethel need you. Just like God gave Moses the vision for the promised land, but they could not go in because of the people there. When they brought out that TV that I told you all about, it was $9,700 when it came out. That was my vision. But you had patience, and you wait, and it's nowhere near that now. It's 85% lower. Now watch this, but I don't want it. You know why? Because they had something better. See, you can't just jump for everything. You can't jump for the first person that loves you. And you can't marry the first person you have sex with. You gotta wait. Sexual performance does not guarantee good marriage. It's like every hamburger joint. They ain't all good hamburgers.
One of anything doesn't matter. One trial, one test, you shouldn't backslide. But in your mind, you've been taught that you're supposed to just be getting over all the time. Christians aren't supposed to go through. They aren't supposed to hurt. They're not supposed to have trouble. They're not supposed to be sick. This isn't supposed to happen. No. If you were not going to get sick, then why did he say, by my stripes, you're healed?
Come on, come on, come on.
The devil's going to throw sickness on you, but stay in faith. Satan woke me up with pain one day in my chest, and he said, you having a heart attack. And so I immediately, in my mind, I started going through the symptoms and all the other stuff, and I said, no, devil, you lying. I said, you lying. I said, because I don't have no problem. I said, I go to the doctor, they tell me everything's okay. No, it don't matter what they say. The stress of your ministry is killing you. Then I knew he was lying, because God wouldn't put me in anything that's going to kill me, and I'm not letting the church kill me. And so you have to fight him back with the word of God. Jesus, when he was confronted in Matthew 4, he said, it is written. You ain't killing me, devil. I ain't having no heart attack. I said, I'm telling you what you're telling me right now, devil. By bringing me all these anxiety moments, I need to go to Disney. That's all you telling me. You telling me it's time to go ride Space Mountain. See, turn it around by faith. Every negative situation, say, okay, devil, what you're telling me, then I need to come to all-night prayer. You have too much access to my mind. I need to get myself alone with God and get into that word. What you're telling me is that my needle on my word tank is low. And I got to read more word. Dude, you got too much access to me. I got to stop watching so many television programs, stop sitting around so many different people. I got to get back into the word. See, turn it around. Attacks from the devil means that you just need to spend more time with God. It's like the scientists, the atheists, who said there is no God. He said, we got cloning. We got the ability to make man now so we can do it. God said, okay, I challenge you. Whoever can make man first, he said, let that one be God. So they both stood there, and the atheist scooped up a handful of dirt. God said, put that dirt down. Make your own dirt. Put that down. You can't beat God. You are a physical marvel. You did not come from an amoeba or a monkey. You did not progress in that fact. You were created by the sovereign will of God. And God would not make you if he could not take care of you. No one will ever have to take God to court for child support. He never abandons his children. Hallelujah. Come on, give him a hand of praise.
For a copy of this message in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
12217A.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $14. Which includes shipping and handling. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Sundays at 7:30 p.m. and Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. The telecast can also be seen Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday on WMCN TV 44 at 7:30 a.m. WMCN is available on Fios, Comcast, and broadcast television. To visit one of Bethel's Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Sheltenham Avenue in Wincote, Pennsylvania. Services are held at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 o'clock p.m. Live streaming of our services takes place Sundays at 8:15 a.m. and 12:15 p.m. Prayer and Bible study are held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us at BethelDeliverance.org or download the Bethel Deliverance app at the Apple Store or Google Play. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.